welcome to Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. You can follow us at Facebook under Freeform Network. We're on Twitter. Check us out under FFR Podcast. And remember to send in your questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. So send them in. We love criticisms. We love your hate. But also your love is not too bad. We don't get too many of those. But send us those emails and we'll read them out soon. Again, check out 1893 Coalition, Intellectual Nonsense, Enthusiast Projects. They always got great episodes coming out on iTunes and their local apps. Again, this is Freeform Radio. I'm one of your many hosts. We got...
It's Noel.
Daniel.
And this is Andy. And another beautiful day today in Chicagoland area. And I know, Danny, we were talking about, before we got in here, you're doing some planting. Were you planting during the rainstorm we had yesterday, or you did that earlier in the week, I'm imagining?
No, yeah, I did it earlier in the week, sort of towards the end of last week. Finally got a chance. My dad did most of the work. He came out and actually cleaned my garden bed, tossed up the soil and everything. I know he's got that garden thumb as well as my mom, so...
He's a green thumb.
Green thumb?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Garden thumb.
Garden thumb?
Yeah, all right, same thing. I understand.
But he came over for something else a couple weeks ago, and in seeing my garden bed, he just started shaking his head. I imagine I was at work.
Disapproval?
Yeah. And when I got to his house to just pass by and say hello, he's just like, yeah, I cleaned out your garden bed, and it's ready for you to plant whenever, you know, it's ready, you know. As long as the frost is over outside, because with here in Illinois, suburbs of Chicago or even Chicago, it gets cold pretty late into the year. So the frost finally is over, or according to the farmer's
almanac,
it says that the frost is over. So I finally went in and planted some tomatoes, some onions. Some cilantro. Some peppers, potatoes.
Dang, don't potatoes take a while to grow?
Yeah. I think those are more just like a little experiment just to kind of see if we could even do it. Alana had a science experiment with Junior as to growing roots off of tomatoes and stuff like that. That was like something for his school. And when they were done, they're like, well, we got these potatoes with roots in it, why don't we just plant them in the garden and just see if we can get some more potatoes to come out. So that's we're hopeful on that. Same thing with the onion. We made roots come out of the onion, so we're gonna plant that in and see how that does.
Is it like a white onion, yellow onion, little onion thing?
I think it's like that little ball white onion.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. What's that one called? I mean, isn't it got like a weird name?
It does got a name. Not chives, because chives is something else.
Isn't it green onion?
It might be. When I go to the supermercado, I just grab the one that's like $3 for $1, and I know those are the good ones.
Those big ass bags are like 99 cents.
And oh, yeah,
like
those are good too. Sizes. Yeah.
Or what are scallions? Is that what that is?
Maybe, man.
Scallions. And
what it is. Those are like little onions.
Yeah. But yeah, we got some of those. This is my first year where I don't plant, even though it sounds like a lot, I'm not really planting a lot. Usually we go nuts and we put like squash, cucumbers. Alana usually goes nuts with like 3 or 4 different color peppers. But our garden plot is pretty wide, so we could fit a lot. So, but this year we decided to just concentrate on just basically the tomatoes and peppers, and then the rest of the stuff is kind of like onesies that we kind of put in there just to see how it goes. But we're big fresh veggie eaters. We like salads. We like fresh tomatoes on our food,
that
stuff like that
too, man.
Oh yeah,
organic salsa, can't beat it.
That was the only thing that we didn't plant, because I planted green peppers, not jalapenos. Okay. And I thought about that afterwards. I'm like, man, I should have planted a jalapeno, because I got onions, I got cilantro, I got tomatoes. All I need is garlic and some jalapenos, and I got me a good salsa going there, man. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I might go out there and just buy like a small plant of jalapenos and see if I can get a few.
It sounds to me like you're preparing for like the grid to go down. You guys are going to come back there. You're going to be back there with your shotgun.
Yeah, yeah. Protecting the garden, you know.
Do you have a scarecrow back there?
No.
Do you put anything like that just for like birds or something?
You know, actually, Alana does have a scarecrow in the house that we usually put up during Halloween. It's like one of her decorations. Maybe I should put that outside and see if it does anything.
Because you've never had animal problems with the animals or like rodents or squirrels?
Just rabbits.
Yeah, rabbits
come around. They eat it. And sometimes I see the squirrels eating the tomatoes.
Shoot them?
Nah. We had a problem with raccoons like a year or two ago, but they were eating the garbage. They were actually flipping the lid. Like, these are some smart-ass raccoons. They're flipping the lid.
Did he look at you while he flipped it? And like, what are you gonna do?
He stares at me, dude, because I could see him from the bedroom window, and I could hear like shuffling outside. So I'm like, what the hell's going on? I wake up, and I'll stare out the window, and then you just see the glow of the eyes, and they're just staring at you like, get away.
Like, hey, I'm trying to eat here. Fuck off. That's what I heard. Like, yeah, they could, they like stare at motherfuckers and shit. Like, yeah, I'm eating your garbage and what?
Yeah.
Dude, it's surprising what they can do with they have five fingers, you know? And bears, too. I don't know if you've ever seen, there's a video, like, a bear in the wild where these people have, like, a minivan and, like, they're doing these tests to see how to deter a bear, right?
Okay.
So they use, like, pepper and cayenne, all this other shit, right? Anyway, the bear ends up getting through most of the different things they use, except for one thing. I think it's cayenne pepper, because their sense of smell is ridiculous, so it hurts them. But aside from that, they made it to the minivan every time, and they were actually able to open the door to the minivan, get inside the minivan, and steal all their camping shit, because that's what it
Holy
was,
shit.
A camping trip.
Sure, it wasn't Yogi and Boo Boo?
Maybe it came to life, like
Smarter
Ted.
Smarter than the average bear and shit.
Yeah.
We just need another spin-off movie, Ted and Mark Wahlberg and the bear.
But we'll see, man. This year I told Alana I'm going to be kind of lax on the watering. Usually we water it, you know, once or twice a week.
Right.
But I think it was like 2 years ago I got a ridiculous water bill of like $300 from the city because we pay our water garbage together right here in the city of Melrose Park. And it's once every 2 months, and it, one of the bills came out $300, and I was just like, holy shit, man. I'm like, damn, man, I'm just watering my garden and just the usual shit, you know. It's not like I wash my car outside every other day or anything like that.
I know initially when you told me about that, you looked into the rain barrels at all? Have you looked into that again or just putting anything out there to collect the water?
Yeah, I saw some at Costco for like $60, and actually Alana's kind of on me about getting one. But I told my parents about it, and I'm like, just put un balde ahí and just collect the water. So my parents actually offered me up one of these big storage plastic containers.
I think that's like a tax write-off if you get, or something that doesn't like the city. I don't know if Merrill's Park does that or not, or you get like a credit or something like that if you get them.
I've never checked, but it would be kind of sweet if we could, because $60 for me for a piece of plastic does seem kind of steep. I mean, it looks nice. It got a little spout at the bottom so you could connect your garden hose. And then at the top, it's got like an inlet connection so you can put your drainage into it so all the roof water falls in there. So it looks pretty sweet. I mean, it looks like it's probably is worth $40 or $60 or whatever it is. But, man, it seems a little bit steep to just put outside and just let it chill there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think the cheapest I've seen was, like, $20 or $30, like on Craigslist. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just, like, a blue barrel. It had none of – I mean, you could cut the holes and all that. But I don't know if you even had a lid or not.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. Mosquitoes get pretty bad here in Illinois. So they tell you got to, you know, cover them up or put like a screen on it, some kind of tela, so the mosquitoes don't get in. Otherwise, they just start breeding there and they start having fuck parties. And then before you know it, man, mosquitoes are all over the place.
They just put barrels, like the whole top is like eggs. And yeah, I mean, I would just try to see if it, because I don't know how your water bill is out here right now. I know it could get pricey.
I mean,
a lot of people shitting in the house.
Yeah, I mean, on the regular, I get like $30 bills.
Nah,
so from $30 to $300, I was just like, holy shit, what the hell? So ever since then, I kind of got laxed on the watering. I would just water like every other week, And then this year I told Alana, I'm like, forget that. I'm like, Jesus is going to have to water these plants. Whatever comes down, that's all that they're going
to
get.
I would suggest putting extending your hose to like one of your neighbors thing.
Right, man? Steal some of their water?
Siphon some of their water.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. I hope my neighbors don't listen to this podcast.
I don't think they're going to notice anyway. They're like, man, what the hell happened to our water bill?
It's been raining the past couple days, though. Maybe Jesus heard you somehow.
No, yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, it's been raining these last couple days. And every day it rains, it's like in the back of my head, I'm like, all right, sweet, man. The garden's getting watered, so it's good, man. It's good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I thought, like, I think tomatoes need a lot of water. I don't know about, tomatoes, but I don't know about potatoes. Do they need a lot of water?
I mean, the more water you give them, obviously without drowning them, the more they're going to yield. But we'll see, man. We'll see. I got a couple of plants out there, so as long as I get a few tomatoes so that every week when I'm going to go make some dinner or whatever, you know, we can pull out a tomato or two, I'm fine with that. I don't need no massive baskets full of tomatoes. You know, as long as I get a few, that's cool.
Did you plant tomatillo? I'm not sure how you say it in English.
Yeah.
The green tomatoes?
I did last year, man, and they would come in crazy, man. They kind of like swarmed. They overtook the garden and all the plants next to it. It's a really heavy branch because, I mean, like tons of them grow on the branch itself. So this year I did not, but I did last year so we could make some salsas. It was pretty good, man.
I just had an idea. You should have grown those pumpkins, and then in the fall you could have a fall festival back there. And then Noel could sell his shirts or whatever, and we could sell charge for rides. I'll bring like
there
a
you go.
Pony.
Thinking outside the box, Andy. I like it, man.
And we could raise funds that way.
Well, the closest thing we got is we let Junior pick out one of those seed packets, which suck, and they almost never grow anything.
Really?
They're more full of weeds than really the seed that they advertise on there. But we let Junior pick one out, and he picked out a watermelon. So we'll see.
Watermelon.
We'll see if that even grows here. I doubt it. I don't think it gets warm enough.
That's another one. Like
in the summer, maybe.
Takes forever to grow, right? Watermelon?
It's humid and all that.
Yeah, I think so. I think if anything, we'll be lucky to get one, and it's probably going to be the size of like a softball or something.
You know what you should do? You should breed for pumpkins for the fall. Get like those orange ones and then get those white ones. Try to get the white ones. Crossbreed them where you get white ones only because I think they'll sell a lot.
Yeah, I think they are worth a little bit more money. But other than that, man, just got a chance to actually clean my car. Usually go the whole winter, and it gets kind of scummy inside there. You know, you got all this snow and dirt and, you know, just rocks collecting. So it's the first time that, you know, got some nice weather earlier in the week. So got a chance to bust out the vacuum in the house and vacuum out all the carpets. Alana bought me these White Sox floor mats for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So finally got a chance to throw those in there. I didn't want to put them in with all the snow. But finally got a chance to put those in, Windexed all the windows, and then cleaned up some of the trim. So,
Windex.
Yeah.
You didn't buy, like, the professional, like, auto shit, like the auto-cleaning windows or Black Magic?
Nah, I saw there's some expensive ones, but
about in a while.
I don't think I've ever heard of Black Magic, but
that's what it's called, right?
I've heard of, Black Magic is for like the leather trim.
Yeah, but they got like window shit too for cars.
Oh, I don't.
I remember when
Iron
I used
Hammer,
to.
I've heard of McGuire's. Those are pretty popular.
Yeah,
you gotta go Black Magic or nothing, man.
But usually I don't clean. I'm not one of those nutsoles that clean my car every week.
Back when we had money to burn, like I'll spend $10 on that crap.
So now that bottle that I had, it's the same one that I've had for like 4 years, and I don't think I'm even done with it.
You're
yet.
Like watering it down and shit. Putting more
well,
water
I don't in. I don't clean that often. This is probably like the only time I really clean my car, and I won't do it again until this time next year again.
Right.
So yeah, I finally got a chance to clean it all out, and went out to the store with Alana a little bit afterwards. And she's like, wow, man, it almost seems like a new car because you notice the difference between the grimy stuff that you just see every day to when it's all cleaned out. Because it took me a good minute, man. It took me like an hour or two to clean out everything, clean out all the trim and put that like you said, that Black Magic stuff. I don't know what brand they have, but
auto detail.
Yeah.
Finish.
Put that stuff and add it. It gets all glossy and it looks all nice, man.
I think when she's like, oh, it looks like almost looks like a new car. That's a hint to get a new car.
Maybe. And I even got a chance to clean up some of the carpet. You know, there was like some skeet, skeet, skeet.
Oh, shit, man.
Too much information right there.
Time to get a new car for real. You need more than Black Magic for that.
Yeah. No, just kidding on that one. But I did clean up the carpet, you know, with having a five-year-old in the back, you know, six-year-old. It tends to be a messy eater in the car, so there was a bunch of like Kool-Aid stains and shit just all over the back. So got a chance to get the seat out and really clean it out good.
I think everybody out in Freeform Land wants to know what car scent did you put in there.
No, that was the only thing I didn't do. I didn't put in any kind of scenting thing. But to be honest, it just smelled like Windex and like that Black Magic,
So
leather
say
protector thing, whatever it was.
If you did get any type of car scent, what would it be? The pine, or you get a different one, or you're gonna go for the cologne smell?
I usually just get the new car smell because I think that's a really nice smell.
What about you, Noel?
I'm fond of that one, new car smell. Otherwise, sometimes they have like these. There's this thing, a company called Scentsy. Mm-hmm. Remember that? I like that.
Yeah.
It's like an air freshener you put on there. It smells real good.
Now, when I was younger, I used to get the ones that smelled like cologne. I'm like, I think about it now. Is that kind of douchey? She goes in there like, what the hell?
Does it smell like aqua blue?
Or cool water, CK1, Aquavelva. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to get me some tonight. And I'm thinking now, like, man, I think that's real fucking douchey.
It's better than when Seinfeld, that girl got in George's car. She's like, it smells like Ben Gay in here.
But, yeah, there's so many scents now. It's just like, growing up, my dad only got the green one, the green pine sole, or whatever the hell it was, right? It's like the OG shit. Mm-hmm. And then when I got my car, like, I got it. I'm like, man, fuck, that's for old people. So I tried to, because I remember when the new car smell came out, it was, like, new. But that was, like, well, after I bought my car. But then I tried all these different car scents, and I really don't care. But there's, like, so many that I used to get when I was younger.
I usually just buy one of those like cartridge things at Walmart, and I just throw them underneath the seat and just let it chill there for a couple months, and it just keeps that scent in the car a little bit.
The only one I was able to ever get is the air freshener with like the Playboy models.
Oh,
well, first of all, I couldn't find them
with the trucker girl,
or something like that. Yeah. And I wasn't brave enough to buy them and put them on my truck.
I got a marijuana one once. That was pretty good.
Oh, man.
I mean, except if you get pulled over, then it's not good.
What did it smell like?
Well, it smelled like weed.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've never seen that. I know you probably didn't buy that like at Walmart. Or where'd you go?
Oh, no. You get it online.
You get it online? Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that.
I wanted to try it out. It didn't last very long, you know, maybe about a couple months or whatever. But, yeah, you definitely don't want it if you get pulled over.
Probably not the best thing.
You had that hanging over your rear view mirror thing? Or you had it like, shit.
Well,
maybe
it's a good excuse. You could tell them, no, I wasn't smoking. You know, it's just it's just my air freshener.
Like, sometimes, like, they say, if you want to, like, flex your legal rights or whatever, and they ask you, like, hey, it smells like weed in here, that's often what they'll say to try to get you to, like...
Yeah, to open the door and get out.
Yeah. And then I'll just... Like, if they ever asked me that, I would have just, in my mind, been like, well, no, I don't smell anything, and I didn't smoke, so... And then that'll be it. They really can't prove it, you know? There's no, like, fucking odorometer. They'd be like, oh, yeah, there's weed smell in here.
Yeah, no, for sure. So. But while I was cleaning my car, Andy, man, it sounds like you were doing some running, man. You were hitting up them walking trails or the running trails.
Yeah, so I did my usual that trail by the house. And then I think this one, when you do the whole trip, it's about 5 miles. But this last run took me like...
Wow, 5 miles?
Yeah, it's not that
Yeah, bad. My dad had made mention of it, and I was just like... What? I'm like, it's not even that much. And he's like, no, Andy runs a lot. And I'm like, dad, man, it's like a mile or two. And he's like, no, I think it's more than a mile or two. So it's 5? Holy shit.
So if I did the thing, if I run from my house all the way to my godfather's, it's like 2.48 or something. So you do the whole round trip.
Oh, okay, 5. Yeah. All right, so back and forth. All right, cool.
So usually I could do that on about under an hour. And so I went and I ran, and there was my godfather. And so I went in there, said hi. I was thinking I was going to talk to him for like 10 minutes, and it turned into like, an hour and a half.
Well, that's just the kind of guy he is. He's a good talker, right?
So he was asking about your dad, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. He's like, here, let's have a beer. I'm like, I'm running. He's like, no, you got to have one. I'm like, okay. So I had a beer. I didn't want to sit down. He's like, sit down. So, yeah, it turned into a lengthy conversation. I knew it wasn't going to be quick, but I was hoping to be quick, but it didn't work out like that. So then I'm like, I got to get going. And then I ran back. Oh, in the meantime, I think I told you I saw Efren's wife and his kids. But I just let them do their thing. And then when I was running back, I saw your dad by over there by Wolf. And he was running. He was walking down. I BS'd with him for a little bit. And then he just told me that you went to Menards that day. And I'm like, okay. And then we talked a little bit. Then I went and then I ran back. And I was like, that shit taking me an hour. It took like almost 3 hours.
Wow. Damn. Wow.
There's a saying about family, especially like with our families. I think it kind of relates. Like they say for Jewish and French people. With French people, they'll leave without saying goodbye. But with Jewish people, they'll say goodbye but never leave.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I've noticed it with our families. Like, they'll spend like half an hour saying goodbye at the door, but still having conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I have an uncle like that. He's like, I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. But he hangs there for like the next hour. Yeah. Like, he won't leave. And then he'd be like, I really got to go. And then he like actually leaves. And I think he's running late. But yeah, I mean, it's good. I run out there. One of them was to see him because I ran there like a couple of days before that. No one was there. But I was already prepared. I know I was going to stay. I was thinking at least a half hour. He talked and talked and we talked. And then when I ran back, I wasn't expecting to see your dad. And when he was there too, I was like, oh, okay, I'll say what's up to him. And we talked a little bit. And so I know you mentioned that he does that trail. I just don't know how far he gets. I just saw him walk like down the edge of the cemetery because there's like that runway or driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Like to me, it looks like he just started.
Yeah, usually he goes from the house, and it's real close to that Fullerton start you're mentioning. And then he runs all the way to by King Arthur, and then he cuts into where I imagine the trail that you're talking about.
Yeah, because it's a nice trail. I mean, it's nice. The cement and all that's nicely kept, and you see a lot of people. There's like a couple sections I think I talked about. Like, it kind of creepy. But most of it's pretty
like
open.
Yeah. Like a little forest preserve, little section.
You're next to the creek and all that. And like it's like you got the creek and then like the forest, like all these trees. And then on the side, there's just like the factories or the warehouses. And there's just nothing there. And then like there's no real lighting. So I don't know, man. It can get kind of scary, I guess. But during the day, it's just there's all sorts of people there just walking and with their dogs and all that. So it's a nice little run. I wish they had like a longer one closer by. Maybe I'll start doing that one.
Yeah, I think I heard there's one in Elmhurst, but that'd probably be too far of a drive to drive down there and then do the walk.
Yeah, because I ran to see how far, because there's like a bend and it turns, and I walked out. I ran that, and it just goes into King Arthur, like which was kind of disappointing. I thought there was like another trail through the back. But I don't know, it just goes into King Arthur and that's it. And I saw like there's like a pond and I saw people fishing there. I didn't even know that. There's like a hill and then there's like a pond or something. I don't know if it's man-made and I don't know if people fish back there.
And I don't think you're supposed to because I was riding my bike over there a few days ago and there's signs all over the place that say do not feed goose and do not fish or something like that.
There's people fishing all over. I saw like three people fishing.
Did you see the garden? By King Arthur, there's a garden right there by that fence.
I just got disappointed. I'm like, man, I don't want to go through King Arthur. And then I ran a little bit back, and I just saw people fishing. I just turned back and ran. It was through the front one. I know there was another one in the back, so I imagine it was just like a circle.
Yeah, it's a complete circle, and then there's a couple branches that you can, you know, divert down.
Right.
But yeah, it's a pretty nice walk, man. I know my parents, they love it. My dad especially, he probably runs it like twice a day.
Really?
Yeah, he goes once in the morning to go pick up my mom after she gets out of work.
Oh, they walk from the house?
Yeah, he runs to my mom's job, and then he picks her up from there, and then they run back. Or probably, like, trot, more like, you know, they're probably not doing no full
he's
run.
Not there. Yeah, like I said, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. I didn't know he would walk over there. I thought he'd just go pick her up in the car.
No, yeah, as long as the weather's nice, you know, They're not like these maniac runners. Like I saw some guy yesterday. It's raining and the guy's running down the street and he's running like it's, you know, like Rocky and shit, man. Like he's doing this shit. Like he's doing.
So he had a bunch of kids. He had a bunch of kids running behind him or something.
Yeah, and it's
like a dog chasing him. Fucking dude, Cujo behind him.
It's downpouring, and I'm just like, what the hell is this guy doing? I'm like, I don't give a shit if I love running, man. I'm like, I'm not running in the rain like this.
Nah, there's people with runners that are. They're dedicated, man. They don't care if it's raining, snowing, or cold, though. They got to do their routine, and they got to do whatever miles they do a day or whatever they're training for, and they won't stop.
Yeah, that's why during the winter, my dad goes downstairs because they got a treadmill as well, so he'll run the treadmill. But as long as the weather's nice, he's outside, and he's running that trail along with his little pocket knife, you know, just in case a dog comes up to him.
Shit gets crazy.
Yeah,
you never know. Throw it down.
Because he is a little dogophobic, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Or just always, for little dogs, man. Or big dogs?
That's why we never really dogs. Had dogs, man.
Yeah, for all dogs.
He doesn't like them, and they don't like him, so it's an equal relationship.
Yeah.
So, holy shit, I didn't know that.
So as soon as he sees a dog right away, he pulls out his shank, and he's ready to go, man, in case something happens.
He's like, come at me, motherfucker. I'm ready.
He's like, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah. He's not really, like, a fan of... Other like any life outside from human, pretty much.
No, like, your dad grew up on a farm, man.
I think that's probably what it is. Like he's just like fuck all that shit. Like feed me instead of feeding these dogs, you know. But like yesterday, I had a centipede. I was in a just let outside, right? Like I was trying to trap it, and then he told me like, why don't you just fucking kill it? Like just kill it. And I'm like, man, like it's what did it do to you? It didn't do anything. Like I'm just gonna throw it outside.
It's bothering me. It's breathing.
Like right, it's living. It's in my face. Like nah, dude.
No, yeah, I mean, when you go to, real quick, when you go to Mexico, when I saw the treatment of, like, yeah, they had dogs and stuff, but it was like a tool. Yes, sometimes they treated them well, they fed them, but, man, when they messed up or something, man, they beat the shit out of them. It was like, you go to jail for some of the stuff they did down there up here.
Oh, yeah,
and, but the dogs were loyal. I mean, everyone saw they messed up, and then the animals, it's just, you know, different mentality. That's how I could say.
No, it's a different culture, man. Different culture for sure. It's kind of sad. But speaking of other sad news, Andy, you said you want to talk for a minute about China and Prince. I think it was 2 weeks ago now that they passed away.
Yeah, it's China. You know, I'm a big wrestling fan. And when she was coming up, what became of her at the end was kind of sad. You always hear like these reports and podcast stuff, what she was doing and when she was doing the adult films. You could tell she was, like, messed up, and I don't know how broke she was. But, obviously, I don't know if you guys saw the YouTube pictures that she was putting out before she passed, like, a day or two before. You could see, like, that she was, like, messed up or hungover. Like, she was on shit. And I don't know when the reports came out of her toxicology reports going to come out. I was going to just show that she was, like, high in prescription drugs or whatever else she was taking. And, at the end, she was, like, caught in many lies and, you know, pertaining to the wrestling business, and people were contradicting her. And then the whole lead-up to that was, like, is the WWE going to recognize her? And there's, like, mixed feelings about what they did, because obviously they were not going to put her in the Hall of Fame. Triple H came out and said that we're not going to do that, because once you Google China, you know the first thing is going to come out is, like, drugs and porn and all that. So, like, that's not what we want right now. And it just sucks. I mean, she was, when she came up, she was different, and you never saw a woman like that in wrestling. And she was like this big security, and then eventually they moved into wrestling. The only thing I was always kind of weirded out about is when she started wrestling dudes and they gave her the Intercontinental title, which I did not agree with. She won that, and you hear all the, like, shoot interviews, like, I ain't gonna have no bitch pin me, and there was a lot of negative feedback on that from the other wrestlers. Their one is open, even though it's, you know, sports entertainment. But her thing, she won that, and then the thing she did with Eddie Guerrero, that was hilarious. To this day, I remember all that shit. And then, she died and too young, and it kind of sucks. But the industry, it does something. Sometimes if you don't got the right mindset, it fucks up your industry. You read about, you know, recently too, like less than a month ago, Boz Mahoney, ECW. That guy was a must.
And his tag team partner just died like a week or two before that.
Yeah, with Axel Rotten.
Yeah, Axel Rotten.
They saying he died of an overdose. Allegedly, I don't know. But that's what everybody in the wrestling world is talking about. You know, like McDonald's bathroom. He was in a lot of pain. It was sad. I mean, we saw him at the ECW pay-per-view when we were kids. When we were younger. But, yeah, man, it's just that industry, man. If you don't got a right mindset, if you're not... If you don't keep your head right, it'll mess you up, man.
No, definitely, man. She had a huge impact in the industry. That's for sure. I don't think anybody can take that away from her. But her recent career changes to go into the porn industry, definitely, I understand where WWE is from and that they don't want to bring her in that light. Just because, like you said, the first Google search you're going to get is her porno versus her WWE career.
Right. And then just... personally, you know, when she came up, she was dating Triple H, and they were close, and then while they were together, allegedly, I don't know, he started doing all that stuff with Stephanie, with the owner's daughter, and then she was caught on the outside, man, and then they're like, we can't work like this, so they didn't renew her contract, and, you know, there's all this stuff that, you know, Triple H is... what is he gonna say? He tweeted out something like a standard statement. People were like, "Whoa, you know, they were dating." Like, dude, in his past. He's married to the woman. Allegedly, he had an affair with when he was with her. They have children. They're married. They run a company. Like, well, what do you want him to say? Look, I still love you. Blah blah blah. Like, dude, that was a long time ago. It was his past. Yes, obviously, he did feel something for her, but I mean, he's not gonna do that. He's a businessman. He runs a company, like almost a $1 billion company.
What about X-Pac? Has he said anything?
Yeah, he said that she was. I mean, he did that movie, whatever. And he did the movie. He said when they were doing that, he was like high on meth and all this stuff. Like he was messed up too. He kind of changed too. He straightened out his act a little, but he was a big proponent. He called her out on a lot of her lies. I think it was like an Opie and Anthony or something. They had them all there, and he was like, "You're a liar, you're a liar." Because at the end, she was saying like, "Oh, Triple H used to beat her and all this stuff," and then the book Triple H said that she made up segments of the book she did when she was in WWE. Like a lot of that was lies, and so yeah, I mean, it was just a sad situation what happened to her, and hopefully, you know, she's in a better place.
I mean, success stories in the wrestling entertainment industry, it's hard to come by nowadays. You see a lot of legends going through rough times, like even Hogan. Some guys, like iconic, has gone through his share of hard times.
Oh, yeah, man. It's, like I said, it's that industry, man. As much as I love to watch it, you know, when you're younger, man, it's got to be awesome. And, like, the stuff that you read about it, just the story behind it, the background, the politics, the drugs, like the stuff you put your body through, I don't think people notice that. It's fake. Man, these people go through some shit, and then they're playing characters, so they're acting. They gotta be, and then like they just turn it off. They gotta, you know, portray that character while they're on the road. And today, where everybody's watching you, or they could take pictures and cameras, it's a tough industry, man. You gotta have like a mindset of what you're gonna get into. Because it's defeated, it's broken a lot of people, man.
No, for sure, man. Anything quickly on Prince? You are a Prince fan, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Who wasn't here? I mean...
not me.
You didn't like Prince?
Nah.
He was the shit, man. The Purple Rain album, the soundtrack
was
awesome.
All right. I shouldn't say that I'm hating him, but he wasn't everything that I think people hold him up to. It's kind of like Kurt Cobain, you know, he's all right, but he ain't like the greatest, you know, like rock singer ever. I think in Kurt Cobain's circumstance, his death is what skyrocketed him to popularity. Not so much for Prince, but Prince in the same token, I don't think he was that great of an artist, but people hold him in high regard. So, you know, good for that. I hope he did, you know, have a soft spot or a spot in other people's hearts. And that's good, man.
Well, yeah, that's why. But Prince, his 80s stuff, like the Purple Rain soundtrack, you know, man, that album is to this day. I mean, I didn't even like that type of music, but when I heard some of the songs on that album growing up, I was like, man, this shit is some good shit. And
Did you start mimicking the high note, man?
No. So, I mean, I started getting the fedora and all that bullshit or whatever he wears. Because, yeah, like Charlie Murphy, you didn't get that at no men's store. And then, real quick, the story, Charlie Murphy met him. They went to, like, a concert he did in Vegas. And Charlie Murphy was with his crew. And they went to see him. And then the guy's like, oh, yeah, man, I'll tell Prince that you're here. And then he was just like, oh, shit.
And this is after the Chappelle show?
After the Chappelle show. Man. So he was just like, damn, what's he going to say? What's he going to say? And his boys were like, man, he's going to give you shit. He's going to fucking call you out. And then so what happened was they bring him backstage. And they'll go, yo, Prince, Charlie Murphy's here. He looked at him and just goes, psh, and, like, he just walked away. And Charlie Murphy's like, what the fuck, man? Like, he just, like, that's how he said to me, and he walked away. And I didn't see him for the rest of the night. He just left with his crew and shit. Damn, and, like, all the guys there were laughing. Like, I guess he was kind of upset. But like, I'll tell you this. He goes, if I remember, he's like, he didn't deny that didn't happen, what the story goes. He's like, that happened. He never denied it. There's other interviews. He said, like, yeah, something like that happened. But he goes,
so he was making pancakes while he's playing ball with.
Exactly. That's why Charlie Murphy in the interview, all the guys are there laughing and shit. That's why he said, like, psst. And he just, like, walked away.
And for all of you out there, man, you got to see that Chappelle show where he talks. I think it's like 3 or 4 episodes. It's a little series that they did, I think.
Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Stories.
Yeah. I think it was a couple episodes. It wasn't just one episode. But, man, some funny stuff. Mostly with James. Rick James. But there's also that Prince story, which was funny. Well,
yeah, before the show ended, like, real quick, Eddie Murphy was going to do on the next season. He was actually going to be in one of those Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood.
Oh, he was
going to
play himself?
Yeah, and then, like, fucking up whatever the hell they did. Because Dave Chappelle, I saw a YouTube video of him talking about when he met Eddie Murphy, they're roasting or they're celebrating Eddie Murphy, and they shot that scene. And he goes. They showed it to him, the Rick James shit, and then Eddie Murphy was there. Like he said, it was like some like Scarface shit. Like dude, like he was sitting up front, and they had his big screen TV. They're showing him the clip. Charlie Murphy, Chappelle there, and the other guys are in the back. And it just Eddie Murphy's there. You just see him like he wasn't laughing or nothing. And then the thing ends. He gets up. He goes, "Don't forget, he had on the fucking shoes or something." And he was fucking dragging his feet or something. Like, he told him how it really went down. And then went and reshot a little bit of it. And then it's like, Eddie Murphy was cool with it. Like, and then the rumor was before the show, he left the show, he was going to make a cameo in one of those fucking stories and shit.
Oh, that would have been funny, man.
So,
but yeah, Prince, I know he was dear in a lot of hearts, but he had okay music in my mind.
His new stuff, but like the Purple Rain, all that 80s shit, that was the shit back in the day.
Did you listen to any Prince, Noel?
I'm going to be honest. I don't really listen to a lot of his songs, and it's not that I don't like it. I haven't listened to it. Like, I haven't gotten around to a lot of different artists that, you know, have been really popular. To me, I was more, I guess if I was an 80s fan, it would have been more Michael Jackson. Like, when he died, that hit me more than when Prince died. But I understand that there are a lot of people that like Prince just as much as I like Michael Jackson. So from that standpoint, I can understand, you know, it's a sad time.
No, sure.
But, I mean, I never really listened to his music, so I don't feel the loss the way others do.
No, sure. Well, speaking of something that you do care for, you got back into a classic, Diablo 2, recently on your PC.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, I can share a bunch of stuff that I've done during the week, but, like, this week, I feel like, you know, sharing what I've started playing again. So I started playing this old game. It's Diablo 2. I played this first back in like 2000, dude, like 2001. And I was still pretty
damn,
much like
so
early
over 10 years old, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a 15, really old game.
14. Yeah, 15 years old.
Yeah, I was a kid, man. I was a kid, and I had a lot of time on my hands in school in the summer and all that. And that's what I did. Sometimes I would just, you know, game it up. I'd stay up until like 2 or 3 in the morning just playing this game, dude. But it was really intensive. It was cool. You can make different characters and, you know, you get a bunch of gear for them, like armors and whatever. And the whole point is to defeat Diablo, which is like the main villain in the game. And then they came out with an expansion after that. So the original game had a certain amount of items you can get, a certain amount of things that you could do. And the expansion, they updated the item list. They updated two characters, so there's two new characters. And it's one of those games that you can replay time and time again. And so I've been replaying it recently. And, you know, just to kill the time right now, it's not that heavy intensive on the computer either. So I'm still looking to build a new computer. And right now, this will just run fine. This is really all I need right now. Just to...
So, like we were talking earlier, is that on that online type of game?
Right. There's this thing, Battle.net.
So, there's servers for it, not officially from the publisher, just like some community servers or...
Oh, no. Blizzard is still hosting.
Blizzard's still hosting.
Yeah, it's okay. Legit servers. So, there's no... Well, there is somewhat cheating on there, but not the way it used to be. Back in the day when I was playing originally, there was this cheat that people would do where you would have a ring that gave you, like, let's say it gave you one extra skill, like one extra power, whatever. You could copy that 1,000 times and use it as currency. So that became actually the currency for the game for a long time. And it was a pain in the ass because they're not real, right? So, like, right. Blizzard can delete those at any time. And it's like you have all this shit you trade for, you spend time, and they could just take it away any second. So that, back in the day, sucked. Now they got away with that. Now there's just bots now, and what I mean by bots is that they'll advertise in the game if you want to buy stuff online for the game.
Through Blizzard or like third-party shit?
Third parties. Yeah. Well, I'm sure Blizzard probably gets a cut because it'd be smart for them. Some might accept it. Yeah, most do PayPal.
I know. I thought about it. I remember reading something about this a while back, like those old games. How like the first like online games, like remember the Xbox ones and the computer games, like when all those get like really old, 15-20 years, and they had online capability, like I read that some of the publishers are letting certain groups or communities host the servers for them to still have that online play.
Yeah,
because that apparently I never thought about that. That was gonna be like a big issue, and some people, there's a lot of people who still play certain older games, and they don't have like that. They created like forums and
infrastructure.
Groups. Yeah, infrastructure though. And I'm like, dude, that costs a lot of money to like, host servers. So I don't know how they do it or what. Or if there's like a fee.
It's like a dedicated server that they host themselves, so they use like their computer as kind of a server, I think. And so in that sense, it drags down your resources on the computer, but I mean, you can still host people. So if you want to play, for example, I don't know if you ever heard of Fear. It's like a first-person shooter.
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
My favorite first-person shooter. You'll never get a game like that again, I don't think. It was classic, dude.
My Time Splitters, man.
Oh, man. This takes a dump on Time Splitters.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what's going on.
Time Splitters was good. Don't get me wrong, but it's so different from what this was. It's more
what
realistic.
About GoldenEye, man?
GoldenEye had its moment, question. Man. That was Nintendo 64, though. That was a different time graphically and everything. This one had updated graphics. You had to be quick on it. Every key you push has to have a purpose. Every mouse movement has to have a fucking accuracy. It was a really intense game because you could even peek. So, like, what I mean by peek is you could be at the corner of a wall, and you could push one of the buttons, and your guy would move sideways, so you could see what's on the other side of the wall. So, it's stealth, you know? And people would do this and get headshots, like, from fucking 100 yards away, and you don't even know where the hell they are. And it's so intensive, and they still have servers for that. So, you can go online and find somebody that has a server and host it, find the password, whatever, and get in. But there's no, like... official server.
From the publisher or whatever. They that's up. What I'm saying, like I think that might be like a burgeoning industry of like to create servers or something for older games. I don't know, but it's like a gray area. I don't know, like the console, if it's console, I don't know if they're gonna be cool with it, or PC it might be a little bit easier, but mostly with the publishers there, I don't think they're gonna let it go. If there's a lot of people doing it, they might just create their own in charge or something.
This week, actually, I read a review for a new game for PlayStation 4 called Alienation, and they were calling it the new Diablo. Because it's got that loot, you know...
style.
Yeah, that loot-style gaming that's real addictive. And I can attest to it. You know, I've played a couple games like that. Not Diablo in particular, but other games that are kind of like clones to Diablo. And it does get addicting, man. You still get in that loot thing where you keep looting, and you just keep doing the same cycle over and over again just to get more loot. So this game is supposed to be that or give you that itch, and they're calling it the next Diablo just because it's not exactly a copy, but it's got a lot of those elements in there.
Interesting. I'll have to take a look into that, yeah.
So that's on PlayStation? Is that Sony exclusive, or is it both consoles?
I believe right now it's made by Housemarque, which I believe it's like an exclusive publisher for Sony or developer. Unless they're like a second party developer, and right now it's first coming out on Sony. I'm not really entirely sure, but yeah, it's made by Housemarque, which have made other great games that I've played. I know we were playing, me and Junior were just playing one earlier today, Dead Nation. That one's with like zombies and stuff. Not as much as Diablo, but it's got kind of that loot thing too. Every time you kill a character, there's a little loot bag that you got to pick up.
Dead Nation, isn't that like a mobile game? Or it started as a mobile game, like Zynga or whatever?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
No, not this one, or at least not the one that I'm talking about for PlayStation. It's a twin stick shooter, so your left stick moves the character and your right stick aims the weapon that you have. So you play with both sticks. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And this Alienation is supposed to be basically the same game, but with aliens instead of zombies. But supposedly they've evolved a lot on the gameplay. So yeah, give it a shot, man. They're saying it's the new Diablo, and it even got me interested. I'm like, oh shit, man, maybe I'll have to check out this game. I wasn't really going to pick it up or anything, but it looked interesting.
I have to definitely take a look at that. I mean, one of the reasons I'm playing Diablo again is because they say they're going to redo a patch. Every once in a while, they release a patch. They either give out new items or they update certain things and fix it. Now they're saying they're going to update the graphics. So that would be hopeful. You know, if that happens, then I'll probably try that out again, Diablo. Otherwise, I'll have to take a look into what you just said and see how that is.
Are they up to Diablo 4, or what is it right now?
It's 3. They released 3, I want to say like 2 years ago. It was on PS4 and I think Xbox. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, something else you said you recently got into was some animes. You picked up some new series that you've been watching.
No, actually, I kept going with an old series I was watching. It's kind of like new, though. It's been a while since I've seen it, so it's almost like new again. This is a long-running series, dude. It's been going on for 10 years. So everything is like nostalgic for me right now. It's a nostalgic moment. But this show, it's episode 600-700 right now. And it's about pirates, and it's a Japanese anime, so it's in Japanese. I got the English subtitles, of course. And, dude, it's fun seeing these, like, different weird characters, man. Like, Japanese, they have really creative, talent for making characters. It's not like Marvel, where it's, like, just, you know, typical, oh, I'm a big badass, my fucking name is Thor with a big-ass hammer, look at me and shit. Like, it's very creative in the way they do it. Everybody has a unique personality. Everybody has, like, some people are flamboyant because that's, like, Japanese style, but some people are, like, very charismatic and just chill. Like, it's
right.
It's weird.
You said it's pirate. Do they have a monkey in that show? Is that the one I'm thinking about?
There isn't. Like, there's a guy named Monkey D. Luffy. I don't know if that's what you're kind of referring to.
I think it is. I remember seeing.
And they do have, like, a little reindeer guy, and his name is Chopper.
For a reason, when you said pirates animated a monkey popped in my head. So I don't know.
What's the name of the anime?
It's One Piece.
One Piece?
That's what it's called, One Piece.
I think the one Andy's talking about is the guy looks kind of like Gilligan. He's like a little skinny guy. And I've seen you've seen
Luffy.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, is that the one, the same show?
Monkey D. Luffy is his name.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I saw this like a while back, and I'm just like, why is there a monkey and he's a pirate or something?
He wants to be like, the pirate king. This guy is like a little like skinny guy, and his power, he ate this fruit, right? The whole thing about the show is that it has weird abilities, and one of the abilities is if you eat this fruit, you get a certain like mutation.
Power or mutation?
His power was it's rubber, so like his body is made of rubber,
right?
So it's hard to cut, you know, it's hard to beat him up, and he could like launch his arm and punch you from like a mile away if you wanted.
Is that the only thing he can launch?
This guy, I don't know, it's not R-rated, so I can't tell you, but now he's good, man. He learns how to fight, learns how to be quick, and he wants to be the pirate king of the world. So, like, that's, it's not an easy thing to do, and this guy's only, like, 16, so he trains hard. He's been through so much shit. He gets this group throughout the show. He gets a new member every, like, 10 episodes or so. Every once in a while, he'll get a new member for his crew, and they all have their own backstories. Once the crew's assembled, they embark on their journey, and their whole point is to get to this area of the world that's called the Red Line. So it's kind of like an uncharted, like, unknown area that has fucking sea monsters, who knows what the fuck, and just, like, really bad people. There's pirates out there that will try to, you know, kill you, and they want to be pirate kings, too. So it's a big gamble. The whole story is about One Piece. That the name of the show is One Piece, and there was this pirate king, the previous king, ended up being executed by the Navy, and the world government, there's a world government, there's a Navy, and they killed this guy because, you know, his name was Goldie Roger, and he was creating this pirate revolution, and they wanted to kill him to send a message. But in reality, what they did is they sparked the revolution even more, so that all these people want to chase what he left behind. His dying words were, you know, I left my treasure there, go find it, it's One Piece. And then so, yeah, that's what everybody's doing now, is they're all trying to make their way out there and find this treasure. And Luffy, he wants to be the pirate king and find One Piece. So everybody has their own goals and stuff. It's an interesting show. Yeah, I definitely give it a chance. Yeah.
Do they Americanize it for here? Like, is it syndicated here in the States?
They do have an English version. However, I strongly suggest you don't see it. It's just,
oh, sure. I know you're watching in Japan. I just didn't know if it was popular. Yeah. I mean, because you say it's like 700 plus episodes or whatever it is.
It is popular.
So I didn't know if it was like mainstream enough where it would come over to the States.
Oh, definitely. I think it's been over here for a long time. This is an old show. All
right.
But, I mean, it's going to keep going for another while. They're only halfway. It's been 10 years, only halfway.
Shit, man. So,
it's going to be like Simpsons. It's going to be going on for a good while.
Oh, man. Oh, it sounds cool. Well, for you anime people out there, go take a listen. For everybody else, we got a couple articles here that we wanted to kind of breeze through. One of them is kind of a sad one. It's concerning the earthquake, the recent earthquake. And this dog, this Labrador, man, he saved like six or eight people or seven people in the rubble. And then right after that, the dog dies of exhaustion. You know, the dog just collapses and dies. So it's kind of sad, man, but it really got me thinking of how loyal dogs are. And sometimes they'll go to the end of the world for their masters or, their, you know, their owners. And even to the point of, you know, not even worrying about their own bodies and just putting themselves out there to try to help out their, you know, their owners.
No, yeah, the dogs are it's interesting how, like, dogs and men came together. I think I saw a documentary once, but yes, they're very loyal. You treat them right, they'll love you forever. Yeah, but they're like kids too, man. They got their own little neat characteristics and their little stuff that they do and they don't want to do. And but yeah, that dog with the seven, there's a picture of it on the link that shows him, like, just collapse, like, on this bed, and, like, all these paramedics, I guess, are around him, and they're trying to revive him, but he passed out, or he just died there after, like, finding all these people. It's kind of sad, but looks like he was a good dog.
Yeah, dog's name was Daiko, and this is concerning the Ecuador earthquake that just happened recently. Saved seven people. And they're estimating that 2,000 people were injured and at least 654 people were killed in this earthquake. So this dog saved seven people. Doesn't seem like a lot, but for a dog to find these, especially through all the rubble, man, can you imagine being stuck underneath there, you know, basically caved in on, and you're yelling or whatever and nobody can hear you, but this dog's got sensitive hearing and smelling, so He's able to find,
like,
you.
All the stuff, the chemicals and the rubble and the debris and, like, shit that they put in there, like, in the walls. I mean, you don't know what's in there, really. I mean, you have an idea, but all that shit's bad for you. Imagine, and a dog doesn't have, like, filters or a mask or anything, so he just inhaled all that shit, so.
No, sure.
That's a shame, man. But, you know, dogs, there's no animal like a dog that would do that, I don't think. I mean, there's animals, they look out for each other. It's actually a funny video of a pig saving a drowning deer. It's kind of weird, but yeah, animals look out for each other, but dogs, yeah, for some reason, they've chosen humans to be like, they've chosen like serve humans almost. It's kind of weird, the relationship we have.
Oh, yeah, dogs. It's a weird relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, man, hopefully everybody affected with the earthquake is doing better. Our prayers go out to you. You know, hope everything gets better very quickly for everybody out there.
Yeah.
The other article we want to kind of mention was the state of Illinois has, the U.S. urges the state of Illinois to give bottled waters out to some of their residents because they're finding lead levels that are unacceptable here in the state. And I know we've heard it about with Michigan,
and Flint,
Michigan. So it's kind of surprising to hear here, but I guess we're also experiencing some of those lead, you know, not maybe not lead poisoning, but high levels of lead that maybe is getting, you know, city concerned with maybe passing out bottled water. So they're saying this is at Galesburg. And where did you mention it was at, Andy?
I think it's southwest of here. Like 150 miles south of here, southwest of here.
Yeah, so the city, that this is the one that's prompting it, but they're spreading their area of testing out to see if there's any other areas that are affected. But the U.S. is urging Illinois to pass out or provide bottled water for their customers.
And filters.
Yeah, well, any kind of means to kind of eliminate the lead. Obviously, the number one way is with bottled water and pass it out to the people so that they have ways to drink.
It's interesting how, I guess with Flint, they're being more proactive, but I don't know. I don't think it says how much. I just found they said they've higher levels than expected. So, and they're telling people to get to the people to get them water and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I know we get in our a report yearly from city officials telling you what's in your water, and they tell you, well, this is normal, and like it shows you all the contaminants.
Yeah, you were mentioning that your city or your godfather's city is offering a rebate, right?
They said that like, oh, our water's fine. You can see the test results, and this is what's in there. This is all normal. Oh, by the way, but if you decide to replace pipes or fix your water stuff, we'll give you $1,000. And I'm just like, oh. He's like, he was asking, do I got to fix something? They're saying if you want to, but everything is fine. Was it going to be under $1,000? I go, probably not. I mean, you could look into it if you want to replace a couple things. But, yeah, they said they'll give you a rebate of $1,000.
Yeah. Oh, well, drinking is important, man. I know I drink a shitload of water, so when the grid goes down, I'm probably going to be one of the first guys to go.
So if she hits the fan, if you have an idea, just fill up your bathtub with as much water and your sink as much water as you can.
It's probably like a day's worth of water for me, man, so I'll be done with
it. You got to conserve, man.
You got to train yourself. You got to start fasting, start, you know, going less and less on the water.
Stack up on the noodle.
Get your body used to it.
Because I got like these big jugs of water, like those you know, kind of those water bottles for like running and stuff. I got like two of them filled up on my desk, and I fill them up maybe like 3-4 times a day.
Oh, your Camelback.
That Camelback, yeah. Water thermos.
Yeah.
I fill two of those up maybe like 3-4 times a day. So, I mean, that's a lot of water. But I don't know. I just crave it, man. I'm constantly thirsty. I mean, I'm diabetic, so, you know, it's natural for my body to crave water to kind of filter out some of the sugars. But my sugars at the present moment are within, you know, appropriate levels or whatever. So it's not really because I'm diabetic, but it's just because I'm thirsty or, you know, I want water. So
there's nothing like water when you've gone like the whole day without drinking. It's like the greatest thing.
Oh, yeah. No, man. When I drink water, man, it's satisfying. It's great, man. I drink water with dinner, with everything, you know.
It's boring, man.
Yeah, I don't drink pop and stuff like that. I just drink water with everything.
Water with dinner.
Yeah. Or iced tea, you know, if I got iced tea in the house or if I go out for dinner, you know, I'll order an iced tea. But, yeah, usually it's just water. Water with everything, man.
You do this shit too, no? Just drink water with dinner?
I mean, I might have a Coca-Cola or something with dinner, but... Yeah. I mean,
you're the weird one, Danny. See, we've been drinking pop.
I didn't say that I wasn't weird. Weirdo. I'm just saying.
I drink water, man. That's my beverage. No chingas, man. Well, in special circumstances, yeah, I'm not against it. And I'm not telling people not to drink other beverages, but I enjoy water. I drink it, and I drink it because I enjoy it. I don't drink it because, like, all right, I got to get my 4 servings a day, and let me drink some more water.
Exactly.
Nah, I drink it because I like it. I like the taste of water. All right.
Just stick to the pot, man.
But for you people out there, there's another article that we kind of want to make mention. You got to watch out when you're drinking from bottled water.
Damn right, man.
I guess over 4,000 people in Spain came out with that norovirus, the Chipotle virus.
Dang.
Because somebody was shitting in the water or something, man. And man, these people.
Somebody who ate Chipotle went to Spain and shitted in their water.
Something happened, man. I don't think they've made the link to Chipotle just yet in this article. But that's probably going to be the next avenue they're going to reach. But it's the same style virus, the Nori virus that hit Chipotle chains here in the U.S. I guess in Spain, there was some fecal water mixed in with the bottled water, or there was some contamination.
You fucked that up, man.
Well, the problem with the Nori virus is that it's very contagious. If you touch anything that has the Nori virus on it, you could transfer it to something else you touch. And that's why Chipotle's had to go through this whole decontamination thing in all their restaurants. And they had to shut it down for a couple of days because they had to wash everything. Every wall, every dish, every utensil. Everything had to get washed because anything that virus touches, it gets contaminated. Yeah. So I guess that's what happened here. So it's not that somebody, you know, dropped a deuce in the water.
No, that says they dropped a deuce in there, man.
But that somebody with the Nord virus or some of that fecal water, which the Nord virus is very, in common with fecal water, something happened to where it contaminated the drinking water or the bottle, the water that they use for bottling. And this led to spreading to 4,000 plus people in Spain. Now, luckily, the Nord virus isn't that drastic. It's not life-threatening for the most case. It just gives you, like, flu-like symptoms, you know.
That guy who was drinking shit water, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's all right, man.
Can you imagine that after you drink it? It's like, bro, it was some shit water, man. Like,
we
damn.
We tested it. We found shit in it, but it's cool. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Be throwing up for days after that.
Yeah, I think that one of the symptoms is throwing up and you go to the bathroom a lot or something.
Right? Yeah, it's basically flu symptoms. Yeah. So the basic stuff, you know, throwing up, body aches. A little slight fever and stuff like that.
You get dehydrated, drink some more water, and it just keeps on going.
Yep. Hey, can you imagine that? Endless cycle.
That's why me and Noel drink that filtered cold Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, man. They haven't done you wrong yet.
There's no fecal matter in there.
Because they get their asses sued if they did. That's why I don't know what company it is or what, all that. I mean, you see all the advertising for water and how they get it from here and they filter and all this. I always imagine it's like some company in the Midwest just putting all this bottled water into these bottles and they just slap labels on it.
Yeah, the company that was found most with this virus, it's the Eden Spring bottled water. So they're the ones that have been linked to this outbreak of the Nord virus.
Sued. I don't know how the Spaniards feel about suing people, but in America, they get their asses sued right away.
Yeah.
Nice little settlement.
So they recalled a shitload of water bottles. Over 6,000 water bottles were recalled by the company to try to kind of eliminate the spread of the virus because, like I said, it's very contagious, and anything you touch with the virus, it'll just keep spreading.
Now, imagine you're like a prepper and you had that water and you're drinking and you're getting sick. You're just like, what the hell's going on, man?
Yeah, if you got it in your bunker, imagine that you got like 10 pallets of that shit. And boom,
then there's no really place to crap and stuff. Get messed up.
Nah, come on, Andy. You're telling me you're a prepper, but you didn't prep a toilet? Nah,
you got a toilet, but it's also you gotta have it go somewhere. Because if you're always constantly crapping, you know, it's going to get filled up pretty quick.
No, actually, not to get too much into a tangent, but I've saw some videos where like these doomsday preppers, and their waste actually goes into like a fertilizer system that they use for planting their plants, and it's so they're like, we keep the cycle going. We don't just throw it into a septic tank and it just disappears. And he's just like, no, we actually recycle it. It goes to like this water treatment system. Or at least some of them did. Mm-hmm. This one that I was watching. And he says they take out the fecal matter and they put it into their fertilizer system so they can fertilize their plants and just keep the chain going, keeping the circle of life going.
There's some really ingenious ideas out there about how to filter your water. And I even thought about it, too. Like, when you pay for water, you're paying for that, you know, volume of water, right? So, like, is that yours for always? Because when you wash dishes, a lot of that goes back to the city, and they filter it, and they charge you for it again.
Yeah.
So it's an endless charge for water that you could keep and then try to filter on your own.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, what's the cost benefit for that? Like, is it better to filter it yourself or to give it back to the city?
I think the water is yours. What you're paying for is the system, the filtering that it's set up for how they do it, the plants and all that other, and you're paying for the fluoride they put in it.
Mm. No, yeah. But there are ways, and there are some, I forget what those off the grid guys,
yeah,
where they do that, where they filter their own water. They got a water treatment system and they clean out all their shit. So they just keep using the same water over and over again. Or maybe they use it for other things. They use it for watering plants and they just keep so that they don't send that water back to the city.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you could do. But yeah, I don't know. I never really, I always thought about that. Like, how are they going to go to the, what are they going to do with all their crap? Imagine they put it somewhere or they put it for fertilizer and all that. So.
But that's about all the time we got today. We'd like to thank everybody for listening. Please continue to tune in. Send us those questions and suggestions. If you got a topic that you would like for us to talk about, please send them in. FFNquestions@gmail.com. There you can send in all those questions and just send us and let us know what you're thinking about the show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Freeform Network. Visit our friends at 1893 Coalition. It consists of Intellectual Nonsense and Enthusiast Project. Also visit our webpage, freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There are all our links to all the various carriers for our podcast. Hit that like button, subscribe to them. Give us the feedback and comments on those devices as well. We really appreciate it. And it goes a long way. It'll take you just a few minutes, and you'd be surprised how much it affects our show and brings us up in the rankings. But for Freeform Radio, my name is Daniel.
This is Noel.
And Sonny Andy.
Yes, we'd like to thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you all next week. Thank you.
Dad.